This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
We'll check the stock market the day after the biggest skid since the spring. David Brancaccio here. After the NASDAQ stock index fell 2.8% yesterday and the Dow fell 569 points, 1.6%, in the first 22 minutes of trading on this Wednesday, we find the Dow up 82 points, 0.2%, the S&P 500 up 0.4%, the NASDAQ down 2.8% yesterday, up 0.6% at the moment. Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors, helps us with market psychology. Morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, so the snit yesterday, but what? Suddenly we're less worried about a U.S. government default around October the 18th with this debt ceiling impending crisis, possibly? More of the market players are persuaded about the continuity at the top of the Federal Reserve? I mean, why suddenly a different mood today?
Yesterday, we had a big emotional reaction to all of the news coming out of Washington, a lot of changing factors potentially looming. Today, the market seems to have gotten past that. Early indications are that it's going to be a positive day in the market.
Suppose there's that concept of buying on the dip. In other words, why buy your stocks on an expensive day when the indices are peaking? Do it the other way.
We see that a lot when we see a sell-off in the market, and yet suddenly there's a return of buyers coming back in. And with that, you get an increase back in the prices of the indices. That's a good indication of sentiment driving the market. And here today, we could say it is dip buying. People had such a reaction to yesterday's sell-off. Overnight, they thought about it, and now they've decided it may not be that bad. Perhaps it's time to get some exposure.
All right. On the theory that they tends to go up, which is true till it's not. Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors, thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's news today that YouTube is turning off several of the channels it carries that prominent people use to spread anti-vaccine information. This goes beyond just false claims about coronavirus vaccines. Vaccination rates are down for other vaccines now. It's also banning videos that cast doubt on the usual vaccines people have been getting for years. YouTube is owned by Alphabet Google. Buy now, pay later. You may have seen that option while checking out your online shopping cart. PayPal, Klarna, Affirm are some companies offering consumers a way to pay in installments. These companies charge fees to retailers rather than charging customers interest on payments, credit card style. But now MasterCard wants in. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has that.
Buy now, pay later is popping up in unlikely places, says Sheridan Trent, a research analyst with the Strawhecker Group.
I took my dog to the vet a couple of weeks ago, and as I was sitting in the waiting room, I noticed that they have a buy now, pay later option. If you couldn't afford your treatment, you can pay it off in four installments.
Credit card companies and banks see an opportunity to attract younger, maybe debt-averse consumers, says Ted Rossman, an analyst with creditcards.com.
And I think some of it is rooted in the fact that so many young adults have student loans and they're worried about more debt.
As bigger financial institutions get into the space, Rossman says smaller buy now, pay later companies could look like good acquisitions.
I think there's going to have to be some consolidation.
Based on a survey from Strawhecker Group, most people paying in installments do have credit cards, but see the buy now, pay later option as more responsible. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
We'll be right back.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
The data started coming in the first July of the pandemic. News from the government that applications for starting a new business had doubled from the previous year. Then, after all the 2020 data were in, the Peterson Institute found that people in America started 4.4 million businesses that year, up 24%. Maybe a lot of single-person outfits, unlikely to hire more people? Well, no. The census finds that startups defined as likely to hire were up 16%. As part of our back-to-business coverage, I spoke with Jasmine Starr, who helps entrepreneurs build online recognition. Her firm is called Social Curator. She sees this 2020 trend still going strong.
So during this downtime, when a lot of people could not interact with customers face-to-face, they over-indexed on realizing what can they do in the social landscape and in the web landscape. So that didn't come necessarily on the back of money, but it came on the back of time. And during this odd, crazy, beautiful, painful time in human history, people had more time than they did money, and we're now seeing the after effects of it.
What do you think? Was this all like had to happen in May, June of 2020? Or is this still an acute need for the pivoting as we get into the fall of 2021?
I absolutely think it's an acute need. I actually think that it shined a spotlight on something that was needed, and it really unveiled the necessity for business owners to serve consumers in a different capacity. On the back of social media and on the back of digital ads, what we see now is that our customer base is no longer relegated to a Seattle zip code. It's now customers worldwide.
And what have you seen?
Oh, David, we have seen the most beautiful, innovative things that have been happening on the back of truly people being stuck at home. So what we see are artists bourgeoning now. The silver lining in this entire situation is that Americans have found a way to find purpose, to find profitability, and to find a way for them to define what it is they want to do.
It's so interesting, right? Because a lot of existing businesses are complaining about a worker shortage. Where are people? You know, are they just at home still? They can't arrange the childcare yet. But it's possible that some people said, actually, I've become an entrepreneur and that's what I want to continue doing.
I don't think it's just possible. I think it's highly likely. So what have we seen is that during this time, we've had the ability for people to build out businesses, and there's never been a better time to do so.
Jasmine Starr also coaches businesses as part of an online small business support course called Back to Biz, funded in part by former Starbucks boss Howard Schultz. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. We are from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.